Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Chaf Tes. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ma'arvin B'tardin Chayin. One version of Rav Hamnuna's statement is that we can make an Erev with completely raw beets, since they're edible, and the other version is that we cannot make an Erev with half raw beets, because Rav Chista said that half raw beets can kill a healthy person, therefore cannot be used. So both versions agree. In Halacha, it's just a question of what his statement was about. Everyone agrees half raw beets are bad, completely raw beets are fine. Amar Rav, Hareini k'ben Azai b'shukei Tveria. So Rav said that he's ready to handle all questions, just like Ben Azai used to do in Tveria. Somebody asked Rava, how many apples are needed? How many tapuchim, if it means apples, are needed to make an Eruv? So Rava responded that tapuchim can't be used at all, but the Gemara proves from a Mishnah, which says that any food that has tumas ochlin can also be used for an Eruv, that apples can be used for an Eruv. So that can't be correct, that Rava was saying. I don't even know if apples can be used for an Eruv. Some Rav Nachman tapuchim bekav. Rav Nachman holds a kav of apples is necessary for an Eruv. Even though only five peaches would be necessary, peaches are a more chashva food, so one would only eat five of them within two meals, but a kav of apples would be needed for two meals. We have a braisa and a mishnah that each give shiurim of different foods that can be given to an ani as meiser ani. Rabbi Menashe Bar Shaguvli said in the name of Rav that the same shiurim mentioned in the braisa are the amounts necessary to make an Erev. Rav Yosef, however, taught that Rav made his connection to the shiur for an Erev on the mishnah, since the mishnah mentions the need for a chatzi lug of wine, and that's the amount of wine Rav requires for an Erev. Since it's a big chiddush to require so much wine, and not just a revius halug like we usually need for other halachos, Rav Yosef was interested in highlighting this opinion by connecting Rav to the Mishnah. When a later brisa only requires enough wine to dip bread into it and not a chatzilug, it's speaking about cooked wine, which is only used as a dip. Amar Mar, the Gemara goes back to clarify three statements made in the brisos. First of all, ubemazon shtei sudos le'eruv. When we said that all foods combined to equal the two meals worth for an Eruv, it does not mean that you need a full meal's worth of from each food. Rather, as long as all the foods together equals up to two meals worth, that is sufficient. Second, chometz kedei litbalbal. There's machlokas whether we need enough vinegar to dip two full meals worth of vegetables, or enough to dip the amount of vegetables normally eaten as side dishes within two meals, which would obviously be a much smaller amount. The braisa allows using onions for an eruv, but the small leaves of an onion that are less than the size of a zeres can kill a person and therefore cannot be used as an eruv. Amar Rabbi Zeira Amar Shmuel, Sheikhar Ma'arvin Bo, you're allowed to use beer for an Erev. So parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that three lug of beer that fell into a mikvah that does not yet have memsa'a would be treated like Mayim Shuvin and make the mikvah pasul. Ubekama Ma'arvin, how much beer do you need? So Rav Yosef says we would need two quarters of a kav or two lug of beer, a lug is a quarter of a kav, for an Erev. We arrive at this number because when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, the amount of beer we'd be chayiv for carrying is a quarter of a kav, which is four times the amount of wine that one would be chayiv for carrying. We can assume that the 4-to-1 ratio of beer to wine holds true for the halachs of making an Erev as well. Since we learned that half of the lug of wine is needed for an Erev, we can assume that two lug of beer would be needed. Velohi, the Gemara says this equation does not work, since when it comes to carrying, the reason we need four times as much beer as wine is that we need something chashuv, but when it comes to an Erev, we don't care about what is objectively chashuv, just what people would normally eat, which is less than two lug of beer. Tamar in Bekamer, Rav Yosef says that you need a kav of dates to make an Erev. He explains that since the Braisa says that somebody who eats a coin's truma figs and repaid the same amount of dates, toval of bracha, he should be blessed, implies that dates are more valuable than figs. So if you're going to say that a kav of figs is good enough for an Erev, then a kav of dates for sure should be good enough. But Abaye says it's not a good kav of chomer. He rejects the proof because the Braisa may just be saying that if a person paid back the value, not the volume, the value of the figs that he ate in dates, then he should be blessed. Why? What's the mile? He's paying back the same value anyway. The reason for the bracha the man deserves is not because the dates are more valuable than figs, just because they're harder to find, so it benefits the kohen to get paid back in dates. It's much easier to sell. It's something that he'll more easily be able to turn into money. The Gemara mentions the amounts of other foods necessary for an Eivin. Abai shares some advice from his adopted mother, Amr Liyem, on how to treat certain illnesses. Amar Rav Yudom Shmuel, kol shu liftan kedei le'echobol. For anything that's eaten as part of a meal together with bread, you'd only need the amount of food eaten in a meal with bread. Kol she'ena liftan kedei le'echol heimenu. Anything that's eaten in its own without bread, we would need the amount of it that would make up two full meals. When it comes to roasted meat, Rabbi says you only need as much of it as you would eat with two meals. But Rav Yosef holds we need two full meals worth of the meat alone, without anything else, since Persians eat roasted meat without bread alone, and they use that as their entire meal. Abai rejects Rav Yosef's opinion because Parsai have a ruba di alma. We shouldn't determine the halacha for everybody based on the behavior of a small group of people, just like we don't determine the size of clothing that can become tameh based on a single group of people. We can't even say that Rav Yosef just wanted to be machmir to not allow the smaller amounts of meat, since we find by Erevin that we're lenient to allow smaller quantities of food to be used for an Erev of sick and elderly people. And that's the basic chazara of Erevin Daf Chav Tes.